You see, when you have a poor person identified by a charitable organization somewhere in Africa, and they say there is an issue, for example, in Sudan or in Somalia or wherever it may be, we want you to donate, and you give zakat, you give 100 ringgit or maybe $50 of zakat. What did you do? You click send, you put your card details, and the money is gone. Agreed? I want to remind you of something. My way of doing things. Someone is going to carry that amount and take it to that place and meet the poor people and give them the item. Agreed? On behalf of whom? You. Agreed? So if it is on behalf of yourselves, surely there was a cost to take it from here to there, which is divided among so many people, because the charity is not only going to take yours and give it, but they're going to take that of a few thousand people and then give it. If you were to add a few more dollars or ringgits on that in order to facilitate that, it is better than just giving the amount and no more than that. Why should someone else incur the cost of your pillar of Islam being fulfilled for you, and they're incurring a cost? Give them something. I remember one organization inviting the poor people to a central place and telling them that, please come on this day to this place and we will give you some food hampers. And I told them, when they are coming, they incur a cost of transport from their village to where you called them. Who is paying for that? Oh, we don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Why should a poor person pay for your zakat to be fulfilled? You pay. Give them the taxi fare or the transport money, 5 more ringgits, 1 more dollar. Give it to them. So people said, we didn't ever think of it. I said, well, it's a thought, isn't it? It's something great. My pillar of Islam, my zakat. A poor man is paying to facilitate it for me. Yet Islam teaches you, consider yourself fortunate that there are poor people that you have recognized and given to. Because that is the favor of Allah. A day will come when you won't be able to do that.